At the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, we have a great program called the Opportunity Gardens Program. Through the Opportunity Gardens Program, CCUA staff offers gardening supplies and garden mentoring to families with low incomes. When the original idea for the program was hatched, we were so excited to be able to connect lots of people with gardens that produce delicious and healthy vegetables. Fast forward 6 years, and we have learned a lot of things about gardening with people of all ages, from many countries, and with a wide variety of backgrounds. We have learned gardening tricks from farmers from Burundi. We've learned what veggies are great for containers and which aren't. And we have definitely learned that despite its robust popularity as of late, many people, in fact, do not know what to do with kale. This last one, the fact that the act of gardening in and of itself does not automatically translate to recipe ideas and culinary skills, had a big effect on our organization and our educational programming. Personally, I fell into gardening after I first learned to cook and to appreciate fresh food. But if you come at gardening from the other way, learning of good ways to use leeks, beets, or kohlrabi might not initially be obvious. That's why we've started doing cooking demonstrations, offering recipe cards, and finding other ways to encourage folks to utilize all of the beautiful bounty of their harvests. Because a vegetable garden is not just there to look pretty, it is purely utilitarian, and you will be doing yourself a favor to put all of those nutrients to use. My name is Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. And today we are talking about what to do with all that food coming out of your garden. It's fall, it's beautiful out, it's my favorite time of year, and what better time to talk about food preservation than right now. When people think of fall, they think of pumpkins and general harvest themes. Thanksgiving, cornucopias, and apple cider come to mind. But when you have a robust vegetable garden, the harvest season really is from May through October. A good vegetable gardener is harvesting from their garden all of the time. So that means the real harvest season is like 6 months long. That's a long time to try your hand at some new and fun recipes and possibly get in some food preserving. In my backyard garden, I grow lots of paste tomatoes. Those are the Roma-shaped tomatoes that don't have a lot of juice, so are good for making sauces. We plant so many because I get a kick out of canning, and the paste tomatoes are best for canning. Tomatoes are a great food to preserve if you are new to the process. The natural acidity in the fruit is high enough that you don't need to have any fancy kitchen gadgets or ingredients to safely can them in your home. The library has a bunch of great recipe books for canned tomatoes and sauces, chutneys, pickles, and pastes. My favorite is the Complete Book of Home Preserving. I have been continuously checking it out of the library for about 3 months now. I should probably just buy it. Food that is canned can be stored at normal room temperature and preferably in the dark for many months. My husband and I can tomatoes, peaches, berries, peppers, and apples every year. In the wintertime, it is so satisfying to go into our pantry and pick some homemade applesauce and just go to town. Another way to preserve the harvest is to ferment foods. It's kind of like very controlled decomposition, and it makes a lot of vegetables taste great and provides your gut with good bacteria. Traditional dill pickles are fermented cucumbers. Same with half-sour pickles. Fermented pickles taste real different than the ones bought nowadays in the store, but they are delicious in their own way. Cabbage, think sauerkraut and kimchi, is another vegetable that's easy to ferment. Fermenting is pretty easy. In essence, you place the vegetable in a salt water solution, which is called a brine, along with spices of your choice, inside an airtight glass or ceramic container, and just let that sit at room temperature from anywhere between 3 days and 2 weeks, depending on what you are making. My husband and I ferment things in glass jars with the screw-on lids. Every day we burp the jar, opening up the jar to release pressure from the process of fermentation. And voila, you have sauerkraut, or traditional dill pickles, or kimchi. I love fermented foods. Another way my husband and I preserve our harvest for the long gray winter days ahead is by dehydrating things. We mostly do this with the herbs from our herb garden, but in years when our two apple trees in our backyard are really pumping them out, we also do dried apples. Probably the most exciting thing I have done with our dehydrator is making homemade fruit roll-ups. Every other year, our apple trees just rain apples. This, by the way, is one of those years, and I'm up to 25 quarts and counting of applesauce. And in 2014, we made so much applesauce that we started spreading the sauce on the dehydrator trays. Fast forward several hours, and you get this sticky sheet of pure apple heaven. After that, I can understand why those organic fruit leathers are so expensive. It takes a lot of time and a lot of fruit to make those, but they are so good. Preserving food and cooking homemade meals from scratch takes a lot of time. I get that. But for me, that is a way I want to spend my time. Maybe not every day, but on lots of days. Good food brings people together, and coming together over a meal that has personal value, something that came from your own hard work, is special. In a day and age when gathering spaces are more commonly found in social networks online, I don't think I'm crazy to suggest that sharing a good, home-cooked meal with loved ones could do us a lot of good. Moms, when else do you have your preteen corner to talk about their day, but at dinner? What about you, young professional who is newly married? When is a better time to catch up with your spouse, but over a good meal? But eating should be connecting with family, friends, the great outdoors, plants, bugs, anything. I mean, eating is one of the few things that we all do every day. It's the common denominator. Everyone eats, and we at CCUA just happen to think that everyone should also eat vegetables from their backyard garden. To celebrate the near completion of another successful growing season, CCUA is hosting our 7th annual Harvest Hootenanny. We are putting our money where our mouth is and grew lots of sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and cooking greens to share. Some farmer friends of ours are bringing chicken, beef, pork, and meat-free meatballs. Come out to our farm at 1207 Smith Street this Saturday, October 8th, from 3 to 8 to indulge in good food, good music, and good community. Thanks for listening to Farm Your Yard. For KBIA and the CCUA, I am Carrie Hargrove. And happy gardening.